And I know recently the FDA has considered putting in some amendments and some changes to that 21 CFR 820. Can you provide some background on this? I know it's very preliminary, but could you provide us some information on that?
Certainly. So since around 2018, FDA has been working to align its quality system regulation. They felt it was a little outdated and not keeping pace with current technology. And so they were looking at a way to merge this with ISO 13485, which is more current and up to date. And the goal was to reduce the burdens on medical device companies, global products that face different international regulations and are required to have multiple quality systems based on where they are marketing their product. So on February 23rd of this year, the FDA issued their proposed rule to amend the current good manufacturer practices requirements of the quality system regulations. So this is what your 21 CFR 820 you mentioned. And the intent is to harmonize and align more closely with these international requirements. So FDA proposed to do so primarily by incorporating the 2016 edition of the ISO standard for medical devices. And through this rulemaking, the FDA is also proposing additional requirements that help connect and align ISO 13485 with existing requirements in the FD&C Act. This will include making conforming edits to 21 CFR Part 4 to clarify the device cGMP requirements for combination products as well. So I think the big question on everybody's mind is, what does this really mean for me, and what are the main differences? So I would highlight that one of the most notable differences between our current CFR and ISO 13485 is the risk management requirements that are integrated through 13485. There are risk-only specific requirements in the QS regulation as it relates to risk analysis, and ISO 13485 is more comprehensive. When looking at the differences side by side, you're going to find that design controls are a little more robust. You're going to have, whereas 820.30 design controls is listed, the 21 or ISO 13485 has got planning of product realization, customer related processes, review of requirements related to product, and design and development. Purchasing controls is a little more robust and has a little bit more. They've got the purchasing process, purchasing information, verification of purchased product. And some of this is expected with FDA, but it's not explicitly stated. Production and process controls now are going to include human resources, infrastructure, work environment and contamination control, control of production and service provision, validation of processes for production and service. So it's going to be a lot more comprehensive, and it's going to be somewhat more state of the art than what we're currently used to with 21 CFR 820.
Yeah, and a reminder for our listeners, too, that this is still preliminary and the FDA is still accepting comments. So if you have any comments or like to talk about this further, please reach out to us.